AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's opposition is pushing for a quick vote in the Knesset on their proposed coalition government. Approval could end Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's record-setting rule. AP correspondent Zuria Shakali.
The new phase of political warfare began just hours after opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner declared they had reached a deal to link a majority of the Knesset and form a new government. The announcement triggered a complex process likely to stretch over the next week, giving Netanyahu time to pressure coalition members ideologically aligned with him to quit the group. Now the question is whether the coalition of 61 votes would hold together through a vote of 120-member Knesset, and who would preside over that vote. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The Associated Press has learned that leaders of the military services have privately expressed reservations about removing sexual assault cases from the chain of command. In memos to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, they say it could decrease the number of prosecutions, delay cases, and potentially provide less help for victims. In other news, AP correspondent Mike Gracia has word on the sentencing request for the former police officer convicted of murder in the death of George Floyd.
According to court documents filed Wednesday, prosecutors are seeking a 30-year prison sentence for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murder in the death of George Floyd. But defense attorney Eric Nelson is asking that Chauvin be sentenced to probation and time already served. Chauvin was convicted in April of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter for pressing his knee on Floyd's neck for about 9.5 minutes as Floyd said he couldn't breathe. Under Minnesota law, he will be sentenced on only the most serious conviction, second-degree manslaughter. Chauvin is scheduled to be sentenced on June 25th. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. The Hawks, Jazz, and 76ers all advanced to the second round of the NBA playoffs last night. Dave Ferry has more on Philadelphia's victory over the Washington Wizards.
Seth Curry scored a playoff career-high 30 points, and the 76ers beat the Wizards 129-112 to end the series in 5 games, overcoming Joel Embiid's absence. Tobias Harris added 28 points and teamed with Curry and Ben Simmons to carry the offensive load with Embiid out.
Truth be told, that was a whole collective group effort right then and there. And everybody played a part in that, and that's a great win for us.
Simmons had 19 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds to keep the top-seeded 76ers in the hunt for their first title since 1983. Embiid is day-to-day with a small lateral meniscus tear in his right knee. Philadelphia coach Doc Rivers says he expects his all-star center to be back. I'm Dave Ferry.
Also last night, the Dallas Mavericks took a 3-2 lead in their first-round series against the LA Clippers with a 105-100 win. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.